This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The super committee is comprised of 6 members of the House and 6 members of the Senate who are charged with finding $1.2 trillion in deficit reductions for the next decade. The super committee will first meet in September. By October 14th, the various committees of the House and Senate will have the opportunity to send recommendations for deficit reduction under their committee's jurisdiction. The super committee will then have until November 23rd to make a report to both the House and the Senate. The House and Senate will then have until December 23rd to either pass or reject the recommendations of the super committee. If the super committee is not able to make a recommendation for that amount of cuts, or the House or Senate do not pass those recommendations, then deficit sequestration will begin on January 2nd.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The House has already passed its agriculture appropriations bills, and the Senate is expected to begin its markup in subcommittee during the month of September.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We will have to be watching the actions of both the super committee as well as the workings and challenges that agriculture may face during the debate of a agriculture appropriations bill in the Senate. Various deficit reduction panels have proposed agriculture spending cuts that vary between $11 billion over a decade and $38 billion over a decade. The level of deficit reduction required by both the Senate and the House Agriculture Committees to find through whatever findings may come from the Deficit Supercommittee will certainly play a huge part in the future writing of the Farm Bill.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The Expanded Trade Adjustment Assistance is designed to provide assistance to employees adversely affected by international trade agreements, including service workers and workers who lose their job due to competition from countries that do not have a free trade agreement with the United States.